This is the Daily Creative. July 18th, for the love. Are you loving people or using people for your work? Ben Nicholson. The best creative work unleashes possibility for others. My friend Ben is a brilliant creative director. He has led teams that have produced work that you're almost certainly familiar with, and which has been experienced by hundreds of millions of people around the world. He once was giving a talk about the nature of creative work, and he asked a provocative question. Are you loving people or using people through your work? At first, you might be taken aback or even offended by the question, right? I mean, you're a good person. You are doing good work. You're trying to serve your clients. But there's much, much more subtlety to Ben's question. You see, it's really about generosity versus manipulation. If I lead a team and I do things that really serve my best interests rather than those of the team, I'm using my team. If I'm creating a product and I don't really believe in the claims I make about the product, I'm using my potential customers. If I'm collaborating with a peer and I win an argument at the expense of our relationship, I'm using them to get my way. Now, love doesn't mean that we all get along or that the work is always liked by everyone. What it means is you're aiming to be generous in how you create and how you lead. You're giving a gift to those who experience what you do. You might get something in return, for sure, but it all begins with an act of generosity. In his excellent book, The Gift, Lewis Hyde writes, "The more we allow such commodity art to define and control our gifts, the less gifted we will become as individuals and as a society." Our job as creative pros is to be generous, to make work that serves those who appreciate it and experience it, and to unleash possibility for others. Let's aim for that as pros and leaders today. Here's today's question. How can you be generous today through your work?